This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Machine by James Smythe, read by Emma Gregory.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Memory is the greatest gallery in the world, and I can play an endless archive of images. J.G. Ballard, Miracles of Life. Chapter 1. She opens the door to a delivery man and the machine, which has come in three parts, all wrapped in thick paper. Each of the parts is too big to get through the door.
"We'll have to try the window," the man says.
She shows him which one it is, along the communal balcony. It's already at its widest, to let some air into the flat, to try and counteract the invasive heat from outside. Still not wide enough, so the men, the first has been joined by another from the van, having just heaved another thick cream paper-wrapped packet the size of a kitchen appliance from the van and left it leaning against the bollards, tell her that they'll have to take the window out.
"We've got the tools for it," this other man says.
Beth stands.